And with our new team that's on site, we will expect to hopefully soon get SWPF up to its anticipated capacity. And then we also have a next generation solvent that we'll be introducing into that process that hopefully will be able to allow some additional improvements, which will get us, it should get us in the 9 million gallons per year range. For H Canyon, we're able to process 11 spent nuclear fuel dissolutions through it. We've also transitioned to the new standalone management and operating contract for the Savannah River National Laboratory. As you remember, the lab was a part of the SRNS contract, and last year we were able to successfully move it to its own standalone contract. The reason being there is that that will position the lab to be able to have some growth, not only in its work for DOE and NSA, but the work that it's doing for other agencies and other entities that may want to utilize the lab. We were able to deactivate and decommission five buildings in D area, and we completed the D area coal yard cleanup project, which was to excavate and blend soil with some fine-grained limestone to lower the pH levels there. We've initiated the WIP characterization activities in a newly constructed criticality control overpack characterization and storage pad, and say that one fast, facility. And this is in K area, which would allow us to be able to ultimately send the downblended material out to the WIP facility. We've completed the technical baseline testing at the Savannah River National Laboratory, which will allow us to disposition higher quantities of fissile materials. This is in the high-level waste canisters that's being processed through the Defense Waste Processing Facility. Still on the budget side of things, for the FY23 President's Budget Request, that was released on March 28th, and it provides the resources necessary to continue with the tangible and sustained progress in a number of specific areas, one of them being with the Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative. In April of 21, DOE awarded the contract to Northwind Construction Services to design and construct the AMC, which is being built on the USC Aiken campus. The preliminary design was completed in November of 21, and final design is in progress and forecast for completion in summer of 22. Groundbreaking for AMC is scheduled for April 19th, and with that we'll initiate the early site preparation activities to prepare the building, prepare for the building construction. Construction completion on AMC is targeted for the second quarter of calendar year 24. The FY23 budget will also support processing 6 million gallons of tank waste through the SWPF facility. I mentioned that we'll be completing next-generation solvent implementation in SWPF, which will further increase the processing rates. When we initially introduce it, we should be around 7.2 million gallons per year capacity, and eventually working our way up to 9 million gallons per year through the facility. We're projected to produce around 220 canisters of vitrified high-level waste in the Defense Processing Facility. We'll continue operations on the ticker or tank closure cesium removal unit number one. This is on tank nine. This will allow us to meet our commitments to the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control's dispute resolution agreement. We are beginning project planning for the 235F decommissioning. For 235F, right now we're going through the deactivation phase, and should we get the funding that has been requested, we'll be able to move into the decommissioning phase for the facility. And then for H Canyon, the President's budget requests will support maintaining H Canyon in a high state of readiness to meet public law. The next topic that I was asked to cover was the employment at Savannah River, and this is just the DOE employment. Our total onboard approved staffing level is 259. Currently we have 211 employees on board, and we had two new folks that actually came in today that I got a chance to meet for the first time. It was pretty interesting during COVID when the primary folks on site, federal staff on site, were brought back on site end of February. I went to a meeting kind of the middle of March for one of our assistant managers, and there was probably 40 folks in the room. And I was looking around the room as I was sitting there, and about a third of those folks I did not know. And I felt really bad at the time, and I was finally spoke to the assistant manager afterwards. I was like, man, you know, I don't know what's happened. There's like, you know, 30 of the folks here in this room that I don't know. And he's like, Thomas, don't feel bad. I don't know them either. I'm meeting these people for the first time because they came on board during COVID, and this was their first time that they were on site other than to pick up their equipment.